You see, we condemn the Boko Haram, you know, insurgents and the activities. And there's absolutely no justification for it. And we've said this several times. And we will not tolerate terrorism. However, we still reiterate that this government is not doing enough to stem the tide of Boko Haram insurgents. We say once again that this government seems to be completely clueless and helpless. We have suggested several approaches to the government. We've told the government that it's nearly impossible in all cases of, you know, insurgencies or terrorism to use just the military option. Military option alone cannot solve the problem. Yes, military option to stem the tide of violence and to actually, you know, let them know you are operating from a position of, you know, strength. But you must explore. You must be sincere about dialogue. You must talk to them. Without talking to them, you don't even know their mindset. And you see, whether it is IRA, whether it is the health support, terrorism, whether it is the PLO, Israeli, whether it is Asher, or whether it is Sri Lanka, one thing is clear. You must engage the terrorists. The government's position that they do not know them, that they can't be talking to ghosts, I think is, you know, evidence of stunning incompetence. Because anywhere in the world, you use contacts, you use intermediaries to start talking to them. Terrorist organizations don't advertise their headquarters. Neither did they advertise their membership. You can't know where they are from the yellow pages. It is the responsibility of government to find out, you know, intermediaries. At most times, we start with back channel communication before government gets in. So this helplessness and clueless on the part of government is what, you know, it's unacceptable to us.
Some military personnel, death penalty has been imposed on them. What is your reaction to this? Because one of the charges is that they failed or refused to fight Boko Haram element in places where they were posted.
Well, it's a very delicate matter. On the one hand, there is the military, there are the serious extra laws, such as the Military Act and the other provisions. And to that extent, they are subject to such military laws and, you know, the military jurisprudence. But on a more general note, we said before that if you do not equip your army adequately, if you do not motivate your army adequately, if you don't give enough, you know, reason for your soldiers to if you don't necessary encouragement and support for your army, you can't expect them to lay their lives down. To be slaughtered. Now, it's clear from the reports we've had, and even from some confessions of some soldiers, that all is not well within the military. We don't have the well without, you know, to fight the terrorists. That it's not that they are running away, but that they're not giving enough equipment, they're not giving enough ammunition, and little attention is even paid to their welfare.
Your presidential candidate, General Muhammad Buhari, has chosen his running mate. Some people are saying it's a right combination to win the presidency next year. Others are saying, well, since he has been defeated before, he will be defeated again. What say you?
You see, today we have a team of Muhammad Buhari and Professor Shibaju, which is term integrity and excellence, combination of both. And I don't think there's any better team in Nigeria today. Those who say that run before and be defeated, and as such, he will be defeated this time around. I've forgotten three basic things. One, General Buhari has never run on the platform of a major national political party as this. Two, at no time in the history of this country has a government gone into election so totally and utterly discredited and unpopular. And third, having General Buhari, the one person that can solve the two most important crises in Nigeria today, insecurity and corruption.
Thank you very
much. We'll make all the difference, and that's what General Buhari is.